Yes, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. And tonight we're going to open things up in the Big 12 Conference. A couple of big-time matchups, of course, Kansas State and TCU, the Purple Powers. And who will prevail between the Bears and the Sooners? I tell you what, the Baylor-Oklahoma game, it has been circled on my calendar for quite some time, and it is a critical game in the Big 12 race. Always a pleasure to have back with us on this Friday night from Norman, Oklahoma. That is Bob Berry Jr., from News Channel 4, and of course, the Sports Animal. Good evening, Bob. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Hi, E. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's a very fun time of year, and I know for Oklahoma, the goal is to win the Big 12 championship. They want a shot at the playoffs, but I'm going to assume revenge will be a major motivator in this game for the Sooners because they want payback after the Bears gave them that 41-12 whipping last year and that beatdown. They were embarrassed.
I was at Floyd Casey Stadium for that one. Elissa, you couldn't have put another piece of tissue paper in that stadium. It was so crowded, and our Bios team did embarrass Oklahoma, even though Bob Stoops was asked that at his news conference this week. He said, no, I wasn't embarrassed, but every single one of his players after that that stepped up to the podium said they were absolutely embarrassed. So, yeah, I think there's going to be revenge on the mind, and yet, we all thought at the start of the year, like you mentioned, that this would be a game for the Big 12 title. We thought both of these teams would enter this game with a zero in the loss column, and that's not the case. So it becomes the second best sideshow in the league behind that game in Fort Worth between TCU and K-State you were talking about.
Well, it is a must-win for Oklahoma for them to have a shot at what the Big 12. They've had two close losses combined by, 5 points, their losses against TCU and K-State. And they want to win against a top-10 team.
They have not beaten a ranked team this year. As much as we think Oklahoma has been successful, when they beat West Virginia earlier this year in Morgantown, West Virginia was not yet ranked. And so this would be their first win against a ranked team if they get it. But if you're going to ask me what's going to happen, I have no idea which Oklahoma defense is going to show up. That's been my biggest disappointment with OU football this year, is Oklahoma's lack of success defensively. I mean, even Texas, which is a pitiful offensive team, ran up and down the field on Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl and pushed OU around, and the Sooners were very lucky to have won that game. So it's been a mystifying group for some reason. They played well last week, but they were playing against Iowa State, and I can't get really excited about that. So I don't know. I don't know. Bryce Petty, Shaq Winwood, those guys, they could very well come down to Norman and run their way through, which would be a first win ever for Baylor in Norman. They've never won on Owen Field.
Right. We're going to talk about that some more. Are you picking, though, OU to win and to come out on top?
I am, and I don't know why. I guess because both you and I graduated from that fine institution. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm betting on the home crowd, I guess. But I think it'll be fairly close. I do think Oklahoma's offense is playing better. Trevor Knight's had the best two games that he's played all season the last couple of weeks, and they ran the ball for a very wishbone-like 510 yards last week in Ames. So I just, for some reason, I think Oklahoma will live up to the hype and get fired up and be, you know, ready for revenge and win the game in a close one Saturday morning.
We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love for you to connect with us. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And remember our podcast page, yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. Right now we're going one-on-one, taking to the hoop. That is Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4. But we're not talking hoops right now. We will a little bit later. We want to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're focusing in on the Oklahoma Sooners. And you had just mentioned their quarterback, Trevor Knight. He was named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. He had a 6-touchdown performance, a monster game. What has he shown you, Bobby, in 2014?
Well, at the start of the year, Elissa, he was very inaccurate, and that was surprising to us because he had the game of his life in the Sugar Bowl against Alabama last year, and that's when everybody went, wow, this guy can really throw it way better than any of us thought. So we expected a carryover into this season, and he was missing throws left and right at the start of the year. So his accuracy has really picked up the last couple of weeks. That's been encouraging. Also, it's helped, you know, that some receivers have stepped forward a little bit. And yet, Sterling Shepard, who's been his star receiver all year long, got hurt, pulled a groin muscle against Iowa State. We don't know how effective he'll be against Baylor, and that's a big concern because then somebody else will be forced to be the go-to receiver. And I don't know if that person has emerged yet. So we'll see. But Trevor Knight's just made better decisions, and now we're seeing him do what we thought he should have been doing all year long, which is roll out and use his legs. He rushed for 146 yards against Iowa State. He's a very speedy runner, but it seemed like at the start of the year, Josh Heupel, the offensive coordinator, was kind of playing him as a drop-back passer, which he's really not. So he seems to be a lot more effective when he's on the move, and I would think we'll see that against Baylor.
Okay, hopefully he will be efficient. But talk to us about some more in terms of the injury update. You had just highlighted Sterling Shepard. He got injured last week. What about Keith Ford? He hasn't played since what's the Tennessee game?
I would definitely expect to see him Saturday because he was in warmups on the field in Ames a week ago, ready to play. They said they could have used him, but like I said, 510 rushing yards later, they figured out they didn't need him when they had other guys, three other backs go for over 100, including Trevor Knight. So now I think Keith Ford will definitely play. He was the best back Oklahoma had early in the season, the most versatile, running the ball, catching it out of the backfield, even blocking. So it'll be good to see Keith Ford back after 7 weeks out with an ankle problem.
Okay, you were talking about there's been some letdowns defensively for Oklahoma, and they have got to find a way to keep up with Baylor's high-powered offense. They cannot allow the Bears to get the momentum going their way early, right?
Yeah, and I wonder what Bryce Petty's going to do, which Bryce Petty's going to show up.
True.
I think he's really had a disappointing season. You know, Coach Briles in the preseason, especially at Big 12 Media Days, was so adamant on saying how the media and everybody in the country missed out on not inviting Bryce Petty to New York last year for the Heisman Trophy ceremony when Jameis Winston won the award and all of this. But Petty has had anything but a Heisman-like season this year, and I really don't know why. So I'm going to be anxious to see how Petty plays. He's been pretty vocal in his discussion about the opportunity to win in Norman. Again, Baylor's never done that. So if the good Bryce Petty shows up, that could really be a problem for Oklahoma's defense. But if the Bryce Petty that's played this year the way he has shows up, I like Oklahoma's chances a lot. I just don't think he's had a very good season.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Bob Berry Jr. right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And this is game number 9 for the Sooners. And it is kind of interesting. Let me just throw this out here. November, the home games under Bob Stoops, the Sooners are 27-1. They've won 22 straight November home games. They've been very, very successful. November's a great month in terms of that.
It is, and it goes the other way for Coach Briles. Baylor, I believe, don't quote me, but I want to say they're 0-11 on the road against ranked teams under Coach Briles on the road. So there's a lot of streaks on the line. But, again, it's just a matter of can anybody in this league play defense? And to be honest with you, I think the two teams that can do that, anyone will be playing in Fort Worth. So Oklahoma's disappointing. Baylor, you know, shows signs of being able to defend. But I'm pretty sure I saw Trevon Boykin and TCU put 58 on them in Waco at that swanky new stadium. So
yeah,
somebody's got to come up with some stops to win that game Saturday in Norman. And I think maybe Oklahoma will come up with one or two more just because of.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that game in Fort Worth with TCU and K-State in just a moment. I got to ask you, just what's your assessment of the job that Josh Heupel has done this year?
It's been okay. I mean, you know, every coordinator gets roasted usually once or twice or 10 times a year. So, I think there's been times we've questioned his use of Trevor Knight, you know, when he should have been running him and what the quarterback run game should have been more efficient, and it has. But he's had his moments, both good and bad. But the offensive line, we thought at the start of the year, would be really powerful, and they assaulted West Virginia and Morgantown early. Since then, they haven't really played that well. And then last week, they got well against Iowa State. So I would give Heupel about a B-plus or C-minus, something like that.
It's already time to take our first commercial break at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We are visiting with Bob Berry Jr., and we will be right back with much, much more.